Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. You're tuned in to KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and my next guests are here representing United Way of Southeast Alaska. Welcome, Desiree Smith. Hello, Desiree.
Hi, thanks for having us today.
Thanks for being here. And Emil Mackey. Hi, Emil.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Thanks, both of you, for being here. I really appreciate it. Welcome to the show. You're here today to talk about the fall campaign for United Way Southeast Alaska. But before we get into that, would you like to tell us a little bit about United Way? Emil, let's start with you.
Sure. United Way is essentially it's an organization that centralizes donations that can be then given to partner agencies across Southeast Alaska, including Juneau, Ketchikan, Sitka, and everywhere, or Haines, and everywhere in between. And it's basically, it's an agency supporting agencies. And so you can give to the United Way and you can dedicate funds to one place. You can give to the United Way and the United Way can use their discretion to figure out where the money would be best spent. But it's basically, it's just a way to help your community as a one-stop shop for giving to organizations, nonprofits within your community.
Desiree, would you like to add anything to that?
You know, I think when deciding to give and you want to do something for the community, it's hard to know where to place that money, right? I mean, there are so many nonprofits in the area. United Way is sort of an umbrella for these nonprofits. I mean, 33 nonprofits right here in our community. That is so powerful. And, you know, you can designate where you want your donation to go. Absolutely. Or if you want to put it under the United Way of Southeast Alaska umbrella and make sure it gets distributed, they will absolutely make sure it goes to the people who need it the most. Do you know statistics say that 1 in 3 people will use United Way partner agency in their lifetime? That is so powerful to me personally. And so we would just like to encourage people to give. I know times are tough. Man, this is not the way life is supposed to be right now. But there are a lot of people, even more so, who need our help even more now. So just a little will go such a long way.
Yeah.
If I can add one more thing, we always default to donations and cash donations. You can also volunteer with United Way. They sponsor United Way, or they sponsor several AmeriCorps initiatives. And so you can actually volunteer in your community through the United Way, or they can partner you with an organization to help also volunteer with. So if you don't have a lot of money, but you want to give back, it's not just about donations. It's also about volunteering and other supports that you can give.
What sort of volunteer opportunities are available right now with being in the midst of a pandemic?
Right. So I don't know exactly who is hiring, but I know that Juno is. Sorry, my Alexa is telling me my appointments here. So you can use hang on, I'm unplugging it.
Oh yes.
Bye bye, Alexa.
Emil, so there are several ways to give. So if you want to donate your time in some of the fundraising activities for our different nonprofits, I mean, that are under the umbrella of United Way, there are certainly ways to do that. And you can go to our website and find that information out at unitedwayseac.org. And here's a really cool thing that we wanted to get out there. You know, a lot of we count on a lot of corporations for donations where you can, pick, click, give kind of, but individuals are welcome to give to and donate. But if you can go to our website, you can go to unitedwayseac.org, and we have made it really easy. There is a box there and you can just check it and go right there and just give online. Or we've got our new flyers out. I'm so excited about this. Our new flyers just came hot off the press. Those will be out in the public here very soon. There's an envelope there that people can give as well.
Yeah, thank you, Desiree. To answer the prior question, for AmeriCorps Vista, it's about supporting early literacy through the elementary schools. and also through CERC. The state hospital has some health literacy coordinator positions open. Some of these things I'm not, you can also do community connections coordinator through Alaska Housing Development Corporation. There is a lot of things that are available out there of different experiences and backgrounds. So if you're interested, just contact the United Way and they'll let you know what AmeriCorps Vista volunteer opportunities are out there as well.
Today, you guys are both here because your annual fall campaign has just kicked off. Emil, you're the campaign chairperson. What does that entail?
Well, essentially, we do some organization. We're shooting some videos, trying to highlight the different organizations that the United Way helps support. We're doing appearances such as this on the radio and other media outlets. But basically, we just we're shooting PSAs. We're also, but we our position is to get the word out, and then also basically help organize and execute the fundraising efforts that help sustain the United Way for the next year. And I'm proud to be part of this, and I think Desiree is too. And that's essentially what we're trying to do here today.
And Desiree, how about you? What's your role as a you are the campaign co-chair, is that right?
I am. I am the co-chair. I actually was looking for a chair, and Emil was right there in my path. I knew he'd be perfect for this. Our main job, I'm also serve on the board of directors with United Way. So, I'm really passionate about what the United Way does for our community partners. And I think what we really want to do is just make people aware of how many people can be affected by just a small donation to the United Way. I mean, I work closely with AWARE and, the Girl Scouts of Alaska, Helping Hands. I mean, also in Sitka, Ketchikan, and our outlying villages, Angoon, Huna, the United Way reaches all of these communities. So I think it's really important when you give to a nonprofit that you know where your money is going. And I feel very passionate about United Way, and I know Emil does too, and our board that works so hard, and all of these nonprofits in our community. We just want to make the public aware of how important it is to give right now.
Desiree, do you know how these nonprofits have been helping people who are affected by COVID-19?
I would have to talk to all 33 nonprofits, but I can tell you from just our board meetings alone that there is so much going on. I mean, for instance, it's just getting kids educated and trying to keep some sort of normal, right? And a lot of our nonprofits, a lot of nonprofits are going through abnormal times too. That means, how do we get the much needed resources into the hands of the people that really, really need it? United Way is a fantastic way to do that because they have the pulse of the community in mind. They're going to make sure that the people who need it most are going to get the resources.
I just want to jump in here. Some of the places that organizations that we give to include things like the Southeast Alaska Food Bank, like Catholic Community Services, like Gastineau Human Services, like the Glory Hall, Reach, the Salvation Army. Yeah. I mean, I could go on and on and on. And with this COVID response, whether you're talking about direct COVID response through healthcare, through CERC, who is also a participant, or whether you're talking about tertiary COVID-19 responses like food security or educational supports, there are opportunities to give to each of those legs of that stool that really support COVID. We have lots of organizations that give to the COVID relief in a lot of different ways.
And on the other side of that, how can folks who are in need of your services get connected with them? Emil, I'll let you start. Or Desiree, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. That's okay. The website is probably the quickest way at unitedwayseac.org. That will be the fastest way. And of course, you know what? We have our esteemed leader, Wayne, is there, and there's always someone in the office, Sabrina. If someone just wants to place a call, I was looking for that phone number. Do you happen to have it, Emil? Andy, the phone number for United Way?
The phone number for United Way? Yes. That would be 907-463-5530. That's 907-463-5530.
Fantastic. United Way, SEAK.org, or 463-5530 if you'd like to make a donation or find out about volunteer opportunities. Is there anything particularly special about now with the fall campaign going on? Why is this the time of year when you hold your fundraiser?
The fundraiser is held this time of year every year. And, you know, we're right before the holiday season, right? So I think it's really appropriate now. Let's get it all in order. Let's get things rocking and rolling so that we can get people through the winter and the holiday season that lies ahead. You know, people are hungry and people need educated and people need help year round. But we really focus on this event, our fall campaign, to really drive it home. And I think it's an appropriate time because it is right before the holidays. We're ending a summer that I think we were all ready to kind of, I don't know if I was ready to see it go exactly, but I think we're ready to start fresh for a new year soon. But this, you know, before the holidays come in, I think it's really an appropriate time to have this fundraiser and to have this campaign kick off. And it'll go through, you know, it'll go through October and into November. So we still have a long way to go because we have a lot of money to raise.
Yeah, and I think that there's several reasons why we target here. First of all, it's at the it's part of the month of caring that that we're still in the midst of. We're leading into the SHARE campaign with the state of Alaska. Mm-hmm. It is kind of halfway from Pick, Click, Give. So it's sort of one of these things that in the cycle of giving, it fills this gap for this time of year for the exact reasons that Desiree said. But something else I just want to bring everybody around to, it's really easy, especially if you're listening to us on one of the partner stations outside Juneau. This is not a Juneau United Way focus. This is all of Southeast Alaska. Whether you're giving here locally to places like Aware, or if you are giving to places in Sitka or any of the other outlying areas, there are opportunities to give to your community through the United Way throughout Southeast Alaska. This is not the United Way of Juneau. It is the United Way of Southeast Alaska, and I think it's extremely important for people to realize that. So if you're thinking about giving and you want to know how we give to your local community, please go to the UnitedWayCAC.org website, and every single partner organization is listed there, and you can see how we give to your community.
Emil Mackey, Desiree Smith, thanks so much for speaking with me today. You are hearing from the campaign chairs for the United Way Southeast Alaska Fall Campaign, which has just kicked off. And I think they've given you more than enough reasons to convince you to make a donation this year. Again, the website, UnitedWaySEAK.org, and the phone number, 463-5530. Thanks, both of you, so much for speaking with me today. Is there anything else that either of you would like to add? Desiree?
No, just thank you so much, and help your community and come together in a united way.
Thank you, Desiree. Emil, you get the last word.
I couldn't say anything Desiree didn't already say. She said it so well.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have both of you on the show today. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
Bye-bye.